Hey, you guys, we're here with Derek today, who's going to read us the questions for our trivia section. Derek, go.
Why does Captain Hook kidnap Princess Tiger Lily?
To get Peter. Right?
More specifically, what is he trying to find?
The Lost Boys. Oh my god. Well, I can tell you this. There's a new Tiger Lily animatronic in the new Peter Pan ride.
Perfect. Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. What's the real answer?
The wording that the card specifies is to find out where Peter Pan's hideout
is.
You were there. You got it.
Next question.
Who was the first Disney character to appear in newspaper comic strips?
First Disney character to appear in newspaper comic strips was Mickey Mouse.
Ding, ding, ding. Yes. In the film Sister Act.
Yes.
What name does Mother Superior give to Reno Lounge singer
Dolores
Van Cartier? What does Mother Superior name her for what the convent? Say?
Boogie woogie? Popcorn?
Sister.
When she's conducting the choir, she's Sister
Mary Clarence.
Yes! Ding, ding, ding! Which character from the animated feature Beauty and the Beast disguises himself as a snowman? Kikau.
LeFou.
Ding, 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 ding! Yes! If you recall, outside of Maurice's house.
Yeah!
It's very obscure.
Crazy old Maurice!
Hey guys, my name is Jacob.
And this is Kikau. And we are the hosts of
Main Street and Beyond.
Main Street and Beyond.
No, you can't say it. I say it, not you.
You say all of it. You say all of it.
No.
I'll say the name.
No, ready? You say. Okay. Hi guys, this is Jacob.
And this is Kikau. And together we are hosts of Main Street
and Beyond. I don't think that's right either.
Okay, guys, here we are. Today, on today's episode, we have a special guest, Derek Jakes.
Yay!
Welcome, Derek.
Hi, everybody. I'm so happy to be here.
Now, Derek, we've invited you on today because you are a pin trader, correct? Is that a safe term to say?
I'm gonna I collect the pins.
You're a pin enthusiast.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
But now, so when Derek and I first went to Disney World, we knew this was the thing.
We discovered it was a thing, pin trading, and it being our first time going to Disney World. And I was very excited about planning our trip. I ordered, like, what is a lot of pins on Amazon. Like, I got, I think, a lot of 40 pins for, like, $35 with free shipping, whatever. Knowing that if they were totally busted, I could trade them with cast members.
Oh.
So we got our, like, first set of pins, and we went to Disney World. This was 2012.
Yes.
Ready to trade. It was fun.
It was fun. And so then we would, what I love about it in particular is that you're able to interact with cast members, which I think is actually the point, and interact with other guests if you want to trade with them as well. And there are people who are completely dedicated to their pins and pin trading and collecting all the different kinds. And they have starter packs and they have starter
lanyards.
And it was such a fun thing. Initially, I judged the whole concept. I thought, oh gosh, so we have to like talk to people like as we're out and about. But I found it to be kind of fun, like to say, hey, let's trade pins. Oh, we need this one.
Right.
We need that one. I love Tiana. Let's get the Tiana one.
Oh my God, where'd you get that pen? And then it sparks conversation, which I think is brilliant.
Right.
In terms of what they've done with it.
If you're interested in starting to collect pins, they sell, like, starter kits, which
they
is, like...
They definitely do.
The lanyard.
In the parks.
And they also sell starter, like, sets.
So also in the Disney store, like, if you want to get that.
If you're somebody who's into the Muppets or somebody who's into Up, you get the whole set of them.
And it kind of runs the gamut. Like, there's really cute, like, there's, like, little kids who are into it who, like, get their starter pins and they just think it's so cool to trade. And then there's the people, like, we've seen with, like, full head-to-toe outfits covered with
like
pins.
Like jackets encrusted right. in limited-release like, pins.
It's the jacket you have on is worth like $4,000.
It's a down payment on a car, yes.
Great. So now, crazy. Now, I don't pen collect because it's just too dangerous for me because I'm a collector.
Right.
So you're that type A collector personality.
I would probably have the vest, you know what I mean, with all of them. So I'm just going to know that about myself and sort of stay away. But
you don't pen collect, but you have some.
I have some, and I do enjoy wearing them from time to time. And you guys have a very specific way of wearing them. So can you let us know what that is.
So here's the deal. I personally don't really like feeling the weight of the lanyard on me. So the rule, or what we typically do if we go into the parks, is that you take three of those pins and you wear them. One is a showcase, one is a feature, and one is a trade. So we say showcase, feature, trade.
But just on your t-shirt, as opposed to wearing the lanyard that is a little heavy. Like, you could have like 30 pins on a lanyard, but just having three on your t-shirt.
That's right. Yeah. So showcase is something that is like an amazing pin that you're just never going to trade. And like you're
like
showcasing that you even have it. So
it's a limited edition. Right.
I'm never going to trade it.
Or it just has something special to do with like the story you're telling. Because the pins, the three pins can also tell a story.
So it's like
all together
like
as well.
You could have like your Little Mermaid story, or
right. So it's showcase. The feature of showcase. Oh my gosh, I'm now confusing the point. But showcase means that it's something that you're never going to trade, and it's like it's like top of the line. Feature is something that perhaps is like of the day. Say we're there for like Gay Days. We're going to feature the Rainbow Mickey. Right, okay. Or you're gonna feature the, let's say it's Halloween, you're gonna feature one of the villains, perhaps. The third is a trade, which means it's just something you're not really gonna keep, it doesn't really matter, but
it's a wild card.
It's a Donald Duck t-shirt. You know, like we've all seen those where it's a little, it's something weird that it's not really something that you necessarily want. You're ready to trade it.
Okay.
Showcase. Hey, everybody.
Showcase, like 60th anniversary pen.
Yep.
Which I happen to have.
Feature. Which perhaps is the pin that you got by using your Disney reward points.
Yes, I did. I got the Disney Movie Rewards 60th anniversary, but I feel like I would use that as a showcase because...
Well, showcase could be a feature. Could be a showcase,
because you're
right?
Featuring it of the day. And then trade. What would be a good trade? Like Madame de la Grande Bouche.
No, I love my Madame de la Grande Bouche. I would trade.
Would that be a feature?
It could be a feature.
Or a showcase. Okay.
Which I have one in my binder. I love her. But I would trade like one of those like baby.
Baby Mickey.
Baby Mickey, or like baby like Donald. Like, get rid of the babies. Or the ones that are just like the ones that they use as bumper stickers. Like, I'm a girl with a ponytail wearing Disney ears. Like, you trade that girl. I'm sorry if you're that
or
girl.
Or the flags.
With the
There's the little flags. I mean, here's the thing. Some people love those things. So it's nothing against those things, but maybe you don't want like a baby or a flag. Right?
You just
trade it out. The other fun thing, so showcase, feature, trade is definitely a thing. The other fun thing is pin check. We've sort of developed this thing called pin check. And what that really means is that before you get on a ride, say like the Thunder Mountain, you check your pin. But after you get off of that ride, you do a little pin check.
The pins have this backing that's like in the shape of a Mickey. It's a little plastic
thing. You can also get a permanent... permanent version, or
you can buy a package of locking backs,
because they come off.
But if you just have the Mickey, if you just have that plastic Mickey,
you need to do a pin check.
Because here's the thing: in Disney World, I did lose one of my favorite little Donald Ducks. I did. It was
not a baby Donald Duck.
No, but it was a cute little Donald Duck.
It was a feature,
and it was definitely on before I was on the ride. Definitely not thereafter. The backing was like brushed my nipple, and I knew that I knew something was wrong.
So out of that experience born what we call PinCheck, where it's basically any person in your party
can just
at Disney World Land, where just somebody says PinCheck, and you basically, on your showcase feature trade, you touch the pins on the outside, and you would know if the backing was gone because it would stab
your
heart.
It's like the sign of the cross. You just know.
One, two, three. And if the backing wasn't on, you'd be like, oh, my backing's gone, and you would just discreetly place the pin in your pocket, or like be like, where's the backing, and like find it in your shirt. Meanwhile, ever since pin check became a thing, we have lost zero pins.
You got a pin check.
Zero pins have been lost since pin check.
So if you ever see us at Disney Park, just scream pin check and we will frantically check for the backings of our pins.
When Jacob and I were in Disney World, we actually filmed a music video to a One Direction song.
It was for my birthday.
Yes, for your birthday.
Which we will post on Facebook page.
It's on YouTube.
But now you can actually catch a live pin check, because we were doing this little dance section as we were running through England. We were doing this little like fun thing. And I just felt the need to pin check because we were sort of, I did a little turn or did a little something.
Yeah.
And I just like had to feel and make sure with
At minute like 236 or something.
213.
213. Pin check 213.
Pin check at 213. I do a little turn and then I'm like, wait, I just want to make sure it stayed. And then I continue
on
through.
It's so funny. I can see it very vividly after having seen the video a couple times.
That's the name of our new podcast, Pin Check 213.
Real.
It's like a Bible verse, right? I don't know. You know who's going to love this episode?
Who's that?
It's our friend Trevor. We got to give a shout out to
Trevor.
Ellingsworth. Feature trade.
Because the whole time we were there, he was trying to fight being a pin trader.
Right.
And then he finally, like on our last day, he just can't fight it. He gave in. He was like, I'm a pin trader. I collect pens. So I know he's listening and he will love this story. So Trevor, you need to pin check. Thank you, Derek, for being on the podcast.
It's been my pleasure. Wow. I've been listening for a while now. I think 10 episodes worth.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. We had our 10th episode. We didn't even talk about that. Our anniversary, 10 episodes.
It's like the wooden anniversary.
Wow.
Well, here's to you, Woody.
Here's to you.
I might have made 10 up as wood. I don't know.
You've got a friend in me.
Oh my God.
You guys are crazy.
To infinity and beyond.
Hopefully we'll see you in the parks. And if you see us, we'll do a pin check.
Pin check. Showcase feature trade.
Showcase feature trade. Bye, guys.
Bye. See you soon.
Bye.